Yeah, my name's Denver Nix. I'm a native of Tulsa, currently based in western Colorado, but I kind of roam around. I'm going to New York soon, and then I'll be in Pakistan in January. A huge cache of military documents was leaked to the organization WikiLeaks over the course of last spring and summer. And in July, it was revealed that the person suspected of having leaked this huge cache of documents is a fellow named Bradley Manning from Crescent, Oklahoma. In partnership, I guess you might say, with This Land magazine, we decided to launch our own sort of investigation, try to get to the bottom of who Bradley Manning is, because there had been contradictory news reports, many of them shallow reports, that didn't seem to get to the heart of the matter of who this person was and where he came from. So over the course of my reporting, one of the things I did was gain access to Bradley Manning's Facebook profile. It's currently private, so if you're not his friend, you can't see the profile. And of course, you can't friend him because he's in solitary confinement in the brig at Quantico Base in Virginia. I went back to July 2007 when he created that Facebook account and just read his wall and the sort of progress of his life over that period of time. In the course of doing that, you come upon a moment right before he deploys to Iraq after he's joined the Army, and in the days before he leaves for Kuwait and ultimately Baghdad, he posts a number that says, "This is my new cell phone number." I had been reading it, I'd been talking to his friends and learning about Bradley Manning, and it seemed like a mundane post that I didn't pay attention to at first, but after passing it, it suddenly occurred to me that this was his cell phone number, and he, like the rest of us, almost surely has voicemail, and I'd never heard Bradley Manning's voice. So I just went back, looked up the number, and dialed it, and dialed it several times, listened to it.
Hi, you've reached Brad Manning at my deployment phone number. Please leave a message or call me back later. Thank you.
It was frankly a fairly moving moment to listen to the voice of, the voice of a then 21-year-old, I believe, kid who was, embarking on this adventure to war, who believes in his cause, sounds confident and happy. Doesn't sound troubled at all. Now that's the phase he's putting on for the public in his voicemail greeting. It's not him recording a diary. But it's clear that he isn't some kind of, that when he deployed, he wasn't some kind of meek, antisocial, friendless geek or something, just waiting to lash out at the world. That voicemail greeting is sort of haunting because it's his voice, but it really reflects what we learned by reading his entire Facebook wall, which is that Bradley Manning was not, apparently, at the time he decided to leak military secrets in the emotional state that the yarn the media has been telling, that this narrative suggests.